Okay. Suta uvacha. Shishuta Goswami said. Viduraha. Vidura. Tirthayatrayam. While traveling to different places of pilgrimage. Maitreyat. From the great sage Maitreya. Admanaha. Of the self. Gatim. Destination. Yadvaha. But knowing it. Agat. Went back. Hastinapuram. The city of Hastinapur. Taya. But that knowledge. Avapta. Sufficiently. Again, sorry. Vivitsitaha. Being well versed in everything knowable. Okay, translation by His Divine Grace. Shishuta Goswami said, while traveling on a pilgrimage, Vidura received knowledge of the destination of the self from the great sage Maitreya and then returned to Hastinapur. He became as well versed in the subject as he desired. Please kindly repeat. Shishuta Goswami said, while traveling on a pilgrimage, Vidura received knowledge of the destination of the self from the great sage Maitreya and then returned in Hastinapur. He became as well versed in the subject as he desired. Thank you. Purport of His Divine Grace. One of the prominent figures in history of Mahabharata, that's Vidura. He was conceived by Vyasadeva in the womb of the male servant of Ambika, mother of Maharaj Pandu. He is the incarnation of Yamaraj. Being cursed by Manduki Muni, he was to become a Shudra. The story is narrated as follows. Once upon a time, the state police caught some thieves who had concealed themselves in the hermitage of Manduki Muni. The police constables, as usual, arrested all of the thieves and Manduka Muni along with them. The magistrate specifically punished the Muni to death by being pierced with a lance. When he was just to be pierced, the news reached the king, and he at once stopped the act on consideration of his being a great Muni. The king personally begged the Muni's pardon for the mistake of his mane, and the saint at once went to Yamaraj, who prescribes the destiny of the living beings. Yamaraj, being questioned by the Muni, replied that the Muni and his childhood pierced an ant with sharpened straw. And for that reason, he was put into difficulty. The Muni thought it unwise on the part of Yamaraj that he was punished for his childish innocence. And thus, the Muni cursed Yamaraj to become a Shudra. And the Shudra incarnation of Yamaraj was known as Vidura. The Shudra brother of Dhritarashtra and Maharaj Pandu. But this Shudra, son of the Kuru's dynasty, was equally treated by Bhishmadev, along with his other nephews. In due course, Vidura was married with a girl who was also born in the womb of a Shudrani by a Brahmana. Although Vidura did not inherit the property of his father, the brother of Bhishmadev, still he was given sufficient state property by Dhritarashtra, the elder brother of Vidura. Vidura was very much attached to his elder brother, and all along he tried to guide him on the path, on the right path, sorry. During the fratricidal war of Kurukshetra, Vidura repeatedly implored his elder brother to do justice to the son of Pandu, the sons of Pandus. But Duryodhana did not like such interference by his uncle, and thus he practically insulted Vidura. This resulted in Vidura's leaving home for pilgrimage and taking instruction from Maitreya. It's very, very rich purport of Srila Prabhupada, but we have a very little time. So the point I would like to make here from Srila Prabhupada's purport and the verse about the situation of Vidura. Mahatma Vidura, as usually we call it Mahatma Vidura, it's a great soul. So he's not an ordinary living entity, just like the prophet explains here in the purport. He's Yamaraj. And because of being cursed by the Muni, he took birth as a Shudra. But ordinarily, we take birth in the material world due to our karma. But in case of Yudhisthira Maharaj or many other great souls, it has nothing to do with the karma. This is a specific point here. It's no karma. We have an example of previous verse about Parikit Maharaj being cursed by this Brahmana boy, Srungi. We have another instance of King Indradyumna Maharaj being cursed by, remember the sage who cursed him? Agastya Muni, unnecessarily. So, we have an example of Chitraketu, who's cursed by Mother Parvati. Although it was not a very serious offense. Even Lord Shiva didn't take that offense seriously. But somehow he was cursed by Mother Parvati. But when can we see those instances? Where do we see? It's nothing to do with karma. It's the will of the Lord. It's the will of Krishna. And Krishna is known as Lila Purushottama. He is the supreme personality of Godhead who can manifest varieties of Lila's pastimes. Here is Bhagavatam, he is recorded pastimes of the Supreme Lord. That's what Bhagavatam is about. And all the personalities, the figures in Bhagavatam, they are all associated with Lord Krishna in general. Practically speaking, they are all connected with Lord Krishna. And they play different roles. Just like Kunti Devi said that Krishna is just like an expert actor who sets up a drama. So even this material world is like a stage where everybody's, we engage in a drama here. We play different, you know, different roles in the material world. Spiritual world as well as the material world. Because it's all Christians' pastimes. So we're to think in this way, that everything is Christians' will. And Christians' will is always perfect. If not, why can God be perfect if he has created something which is not perfect? That we see very often conditioned souls in the material world, they always condemn this world. They blame God for creating this. But he wanted that. That's his will. And it's all his pastime. So God is perfect and everything is perfect. So here, those great devotees have been cursed, you know, by the will of the Lord. As Agastya Muni, Parikit Maharaj, Madhva Vidura, Chitraketu, and so many, you know. So Kunti Devi said, Supreme Lord is like an actor. He created these situations. So the devotees, they know this. That's why the devotees, they never lament about this world. The only lamentation with devotees, when they see other people, are full of ignorance. They don't know the truth about Krishna's will. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his writing Sharanagati, six symptoms of Sharanagati, Anukulyesa Sankapa, Pratikulyesa Varjana, Rakatite Visloso, Goptutu Varanatata, Admanikepa Karpane, Savida Sharanagati, six symptoms of surrender soul. Surrender soul simultaneously gives up anything detrimental to his devotional service and accepts whatever is conducive in the performance of his devotional service. That's the first two. And then, reactivity is also a devotee is a surrender soul is unflinching faith that Krishna is only my protector. Krishna is only my protector. Goptutri, a surrender soul accepts Krishna as his only maintainer. This material world, people are very proud of the achievements or the performance or whatever they do in this material world. But again, Bhagavata said, Prakite Kriyamanani, Gune Karmani Sarvasya, Ahankar Vimodadma, Kartang Timaniat. So they are bewildered souls in this material world. They have no knowledge. Maya Mukda Jive Nai Krishna Smriti Gyan, Jivere Kripale Kaila Krishna Veda Puran. That's why we need knowledge of the scriptures to know exactly what is correct and what's incorrect. Tasma Shastra Pramana Karja Akarja Babastito. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Shastra is there to tell us, to guide us, and to define what is to be done or not to be done. Karja Akarja. So, a devotee knows very well Krishna is only my maintainer. You know, if I have some ability to execute something in this world, you know, that is Krishna's ability. Krishna says his ability in man. In Bhagavad Gita, it says his ability in man. So a devotee knows this. So therefore, he knows that everything I'm doing is Krishna doing through me. He's maintaining me. If I'm able to make money, I'm able to maintain my family, I'm able to do anything, you know, big or whatever, important, it's all Krishna. So a devotee is humble. He doesn't take the credit. He knows Krishna is the doer. That's the Guptushri. And the acharyas in Gaudiya Acharya said it's a very important item of devotional service to understand this, that Krishna is all my maintainer. With this unflinching faith that Krishna is all my maintainer. whether I'm in good health, I'm in bad health, whether I'm in prosperity or ruin of prosperity, anything, it's just Krishna is behind it. So devotees knows this, is fixed in this understanding, therefore he's humble. Admanikipa Karpanya, always humble, meek, praying for protection of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, as a practical teacher, he came to teach us the Sharanagati. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Next, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Ramu Raghava, Ramu Raghava, Ramu Raghava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava. Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's Bhagavan, he's not a bhakta, but he comes as a Muru devotee to teach practically this process of Sharanagati. And I just said the six symptoms of Sharanagati. Anukulji Sankalpa Pratikulya Shavarjana Ryakiti Biswaso Gopchvi Varanatata Admaniki Pakarpani Sarvida Sharanagati. Six symptoms. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. So this original verse is quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami in Nect of Devotion, the original Sanskrit verse. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur breaks it down and he wrote so many songs Sharanagati, explaining the mood of a devotee. So this is the meaning of devotional service, to understand Krishna in tattva, how that Krishna is our, Krishna the sole proprietor, Krishna our only protector, Krishna's our maintainer, and everything takes place by Krishna's will. That's all. That's much. If we are, we have unflinching faith in this, then we definitely will become humble and will always be surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Krishna. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came personally for this purpose, to teach this process. So, like I was saying about those great souls being cursed, you know, it's not karma, it's Krishna's will. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says always that Krishna's will is supreme will. Krishna's will is supreme will. So this is very, very important to understand. Sometimes we complain a lot about certain things in some situation. We complain. This nature is material world lamentation, complaining about everything. But if you really know that we accept Krishna with full faith, that is perfect. So how can any imperfect thing happens in its creation? So because we don't have faith, or because we're just covered up by ignorance. So we accept Krishna's will as supreme will. So what happened to Parikshit Maharaj? Now Madhava Vidura being cursed. They're great souls, they're devotees. There's no karma. Vaishnava is not subject to karma, palo, or reaction or his fruitive activities. No. Na karma bandhana. He said, na karma bandhana. Vaishnava is not bound by the karma. So, by the will of the Lord, because Krishna wants to enjoy his pastimes, and then he uses his devotees, his associates, you know, to play different roles in his pastimes. And when we understand this very well, we will make a lot of advancement in Krishna consciousness. And it's mostly we become humble. And we make a lot of advancement. So, the pure devotee, like Madhava Vidura, or Parikshit Maharaj, or Indradumna Maharaj, whose curse by Agastya Muni, or Chitraketu, the great souls. That's because of the will of the Lord. Why? See, if we can see in the life of Vidura, Mahatma Vidura, he was insulted. His own nephew, Duryodhana. And because of that, he left home. He went to the place of pilgrimage. And what happened there? It is said that Vidura was in ecstasy. You know? He said that was amazing. He had a great time while visiting all the places of pilgrimage. Better than home. He didn't want to come home. He did that because he mentioned here, he was attached to his brother who was trying to help him. This is the nature of a devotee. A devotee never give up upon somebody, trying to preach to the person, trying to help the person, you know, become Krishna conscious. So, Mahatma Vidura had a great time. And he achieved, he says, what he was desired, as he desired. So he received amazing, all transcendental knowledge from the sage Maitreya. Same Parikit Maharaj was cursed, but what happened to him? As a result, he achieved perfection by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, all the wonderful pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, that's what a devotee always, never, of course, we should think ourselves, you know, to be fallen, and we're suffering because of our karma. But at the same time, we don't even know what we did in the past. Right? We can't remember. So in order to be in self-sight, we have to accept the will of Krishna. Whether it's karma or not karma, just when you get a chance to surrender to Krishna, just do it. Don't bore yourself thinking, oh, what I've done, what did I do? No. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, repeating the words of Shriman Mahaprabhu, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam vajyak nishakamaye, mama janmani janmanishware, bhavati, bhakti, right. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says something for devotee. Prabhu tava pada yuge moro nivedana nai magide asuka vidyadana jana nai magi swargara mukanai magi na kori pratana kono vibhuti ranagi nija karma guna doshe jeje janma pai janme jaino tabo nama guna gai. I'm not going to sing the whole song because we had little time. I'm going to read this translation of this song. This is the mood of surrender soul. Like I said, we have to feel ourselves because Jivera Surupaho Krishna Nitya Das. Jiva is a sadhu. Jiva, regardless what, how fallen is, Jiva by nature is a sadhu. And what's the meaning of sadhu? And what are the symptoms of the sadhu? Sadhu means a surrender soul. So we are surrender soul by nature. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said also, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori Swaparsada Shriya Dhamma Sahavatari Achanta Durlabha Prema Kori Bharis Dana Sikhaya Shranagati Bhagatera Pran. That he came out of compassion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended here with his abode, his associate, just to give, you know, love of Krishna, and in order to enable everybody to surrender to Krishna. And this Sharanagati in Sanskrit, that's the surrendering process. So this Sharanagati is life and soul of every devotee. So we by nature, we're all devotees. So we must surrender to Krishna. We have no option. We have no option. Of course, we have our independence Krishna has given us. But if you really want to achieve everything, we have to surrender to Krishna. Then all our desires will be fulfilled. So, in this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, a pure devotee thinks like this. Oh Lord, this is my humble submission at your Lord's feet. I do not ask from you sensual pleasure, learning, wealth, or followers. I do not beg for residence on the celestial planet, heavenly planet, nor do I wish liberation from this mundane existence. Nor do I pray for the attainment of any mystic powers. And then he says, whatever birth I may obtain due to my faults of my previous worldly activities. So this is what he prays like this. If I have done something wrong, whatever I did in the past, but only one prayer is there, that I may sing the glories of your holy name, birth after birth. So the devotee thing like this. A devotee never disturb the Lord, oh, I've got so much karma, destroy my karma. No. Whatever takes place, that's your will. Don't interfere with Krishna's will. A devotee accepts everything that takes place as Krishna's will. So, I'm not asking for anything. If I take birth as a Shudra, let me take birth as a Shudra, whatever. But, I want to sing your glories. And it's here manifest by in the life of Madhma Vidura, right? He was a Shudra, but he, by Krishna's arrangement, he went to holy pilgrimage to meet Maitreya Rishi. And during the entire process, he was singing the glories of the Lord, right? He was singing the glories of the Lord during the entire pilgrimage. Parikshit Maharaj, who was cursed to die, he ended up singing, hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord. So that's what he said. My Lord, I'm not asking for anything. Just let me be. If you're going to be worms in a stool, you're going to be a dog, cat, whatever life, due to my previous life, previous activity, let me always sing your glories. This is the attitude. We don't ask anything from Krishna. Only that, you know, and now in this life, we may be suffering. We might have taken birth in very degraded, you know, circumstances, environment. But we have to take it like this. Like Lord Chaitanya, he made some of his devotees appear in the very, very degraded families. Like Harinamachara Ridas Thakur. It was called Mamadan. They called them what? Mlecher, Yavanas. Yavanas. And he said in Chaitanya Bhagavat that's Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's will. He wanted some of his devotees to take birth in degraded environment. So that they can purify that place. They can purify those who are connected with them. So you can't really know what Krishna wants. Krishna is amazing. We say therefore the only thing is just surrender to Krishna. Don't lament, I'm this, I'm that, you know, accept it. At the moment Krishna is giving this opportunity to come to Krishna consciousness, just do it, surrender to Krishna. It's the only thing, to surrender to Krishna. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. And then we surrender to Krishna by rendering devotional service, by distributing this knowledge. So this temple is an amazing temple. And on the planet, you know, always dedicated in distributing this knowledge to innocent people, to the fallen souls. So definitely, Krishna, all the acharyas are very, very pleased. And with everything going on here in New Dwarka. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Rashma Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai. Samavita Bhaktavinda ki jai. Gurari Pramanande. Sorry, no question because we have a very tight schedule. Thank you so much. Right. Okay, let's move fast. How much should I be?